Come on, praise him.
Hallelujah.
I'll praise him again.
Thank you, Lord.
As we, amen, praise God, amen, are looking at, amen, praise God, this subject concerning, amen, praise God, a wind in Jerusalem. Amen. We hear and we heard as we read from the book of Ezekiel, amen, that, amen, the nation of Israel, praise God, amen, had, amen, lamented unto God that they were dead and they were separated from their bones. Can you say amen? They were, amen, as it were, in the valley of dry bones. Amen, praise God. We can get the picture, amen, praise God, of, amen, the scattered bones littering the valley, amen, dried and brittle and scattered all over the place. Can you say amen? And, amen, praise God, the prophet, amen, had, amen, praise God, amen, God asked the prophet, amen, praise God, Ezekiel, a question. And the question that God wanted to know from Ezekiel is, can these bones live? Amen, praise God. And so it was, praise God, that, amen, to look at the circumstances, praise God, of the nation, even in the picture of bones that are dry and scattered, praise God, it would look, amen, from the appearance that there was no hope of life. Amen, praise God. But amen, praise God, where, amen, praise God, God is, there is also power,
yes,
amen, to resurrect.
Yes,
can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
And amen, praise God, and amen, praise God, as God is working, amen, through the prophet, praise God, and as he speaks according to the word of God, amen, praise God, the bones, amen, praise God, not only begin shaking, but they begin coming together, amen, bone to his bone. And not only does God, amen, praise God, amen, bring the bones together, but he lays sinew on them, and he causes flesh, hallelujah, to, amen, praise God, arise, amen, praise God, upon them. And, amen, praise God, they stood up, amen, a great army. Can we say amen? But even though, praise God, they are standing up as a great army, there is no breath in them. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And we are to appreciate, praise God, that, amen, the breath, amen, is often related to, amen, the Spirit of God, which is, amen, related to the wind. And so, praise God, when we're talking about wind and we're talking about breath, amen, praise God, it is the moving of, amen, the Spirit of God. And, amen, praise God, while they stood up, amen, praise God, they yet had no breath. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, they were standing like Adam was laying.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? They were formed and they were shaped. Amen, praise God. They had bones and flesh and sinew. They were able, praise God, to be raised up a great army, praise God. But there was yet no breath in them. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen, praise God. It is not, amen, unlike Adam, because after God had formed Adam, praise God, shaped him, made him, can you say amen? He was shaped and he was formed, but there was no breath in him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen, praise God. For there to be natural life, God needs to breathe. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Praise God. Before, amen. Praise God. Adam could be animated. Before Adam, amen, could be raised up as a man. Before Adam became a living soul, it would be necessary for God to breathe into his nostrils. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so it was, praise God, that, amen, praise God, God breathed, amen, praise God, into the nostrils of man, amen, praise God. And the Bible declares that as God breathed into the nostrils of Adam, that Adam became a living soul. Tell your neighbor, it was by the breath of God, amen, praise God, through the Spirit of God, that man lived. Amen, praise God. Tell your neighbor, for a man to live naturally, God got to breathe into him. Oh, you ought to praise him today. Can you say amen? If God don't breathe into you, hallelujah, naturally, you have no life. Lord, it don't matter if you're shaped and formed. It don't matter, praise God. Amen. But for you to have life, hallelujah, God got to breathe into you. Oh, you ought to praise him today. Hallelujah, praise God. If y'all let me answer the controversy of today, can you say amen? No, it ain't with the heartbeat. I'm sorry. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. A fetus that die ain't going to heaven. No. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. God, amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Separates us from our mother's womb. Amen. But you could be stillborn. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, stillborn ain't going to glory. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, God got to breathe into you. Can you say amen? And amen. Until you take that breath on your own, you ain't no living soul yet. Can you say amen? But when you breathe that even just one breath, when you breathe on your own, hallelujah, God got somebody, God, he got to save. He got somebody to deliver. He got somebody to bring out. Can you say amen? You don't have, amen, praise God, life with a soul until you breathe. And that breath, even the natural breath for natural life, it comes from God. Tell your neighbor, praise God, amen, for a man to live, God's got to breathe on him. Can you say amen? And so the doctor, after they bring the baby out, amen, it ain't well until they hear, amen, a cry from the lungs to let them know that baby is breathing. And then that's alive. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. Amen. Listen, not only does, amen, God need to breathe for a man to live, but when we read in Ezekiel, we find out, amen, that a nation, hallelujah, that was dead in trespass, amen, when God would raise them up again as a nation, amen, they would not have, amen, life until God breathed. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, a wind had to blow. Can you say amen? And amen. So the prophet Ezekiel was told, amen, by God to prophesy unto the wind. Amen. All the four wind, amen, he prophesied unto. Can you say amen? And the wind blew and brought life. Amen. Can you say amen? For life came with the breath. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, when God breathed into the nation of Israel, amen, they had life all over again. And so it is, praise God, that God
down needs to breathe. Amen. And what does he do? He breathes life into us. Amen. Praise God. The prophet Joel let us know, praise God, that God had a plan. Amen. Praise God. And in the plan of God, he was going to do something that he had not done before. Hallelujah. While God had used, amen, individual, hallelujah, through the power of his spirit, that is through the power of the Holy Ghost, God was getting ready in a time decreed by his own will to do another thing. Can you say amen? And he told Joel, I want you to prophesy. Can you say amen? Listen, Joel, let it be known, hallelujah, that in the last days, I'm going to do something. I'm going to pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. I tell your neighbor, it ain't going to be limited to one or two. Can you say amen? It ain't going to be limited to just a few. But God's going to breathe in this day. Can you say amen? Oh yeah, we got a reason to celebrate Pentecost. Can you say amen? Because there was a wind blowing in Jerusalem. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, praise God. As Joel prophesied, hallelujah, that as God poured out of his spirit in the last day, your sons, your daughters, they will prophesy. Can you say amen? My servants, amen, will have, amen, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon them. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen. God knows what to do, and he knows how to do it, and he knows when to do it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen. God breathes, hallelujah, natural life, and God breathes spiritual life. Can you say amen? But not only does God breathe natural life and spiritual life, he breathes out of his word instruction. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor that God will give us guidance, amen, for what he wants to accomplish in our life. Can you say amen? So he visited after his resurrection the disciples. Amen. Thomas was missing. Can you say amen? But he visited them to let them know, hallelujah, death has had no authority to hold me. Can you say amen? As is written in Revelation, God says, I am he, hallelujah, that liveth and was dead. But behold, I am alive. Tell your neighbor, God is alive, and he's alive forevermore. Amen. Can you say amen? And so praise God, as God, amen, comes to, amen, those apostles, amen, the Bible says in John that he breathed on them. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, this breath was a word of instruction. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, the instruction that was given then is still good right now. Can you say amen? What did he tell them? Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you still need to hear that word that God breathed out of his own mouth. Amen. That receive ye the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? But listen, hallelujah, while God had yet not done what he was purposed to do, he prepared their heart. Get ready, because I want you, amen, to receive receive what I got. Amen for you. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Listen. Hallelujah. Amen, God. Amen. Speaks to them on more than one occasion. Can you say amen? He let them know. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to get power. Tell somebody power. Say it again. Amen. When you're going to get power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Can you say amen? Tell somebody, if you want power, you're going to need the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you want power, you got to have, amen, the Spirit of God. If you want power, can you say amen? God has power that he's willing to give anybody that wants it. He's able to give you power, the kind of power that'll let you walk on the devil's head, the tread on the lion, the tread on the adder, amen, to trample the dragon under your feet. Tell your neighbor, I need power. I need power. I need power in my life. Amen. Listen. Amen. Jesus goes on to say, hallelujah. You've been baptized. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But you've been baptized. Amen. In the name, or excuse me, in John's baptism. Can you say amen? But listen, when John baptized, he let you know another one was coming after. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, this baptism, amen, that, amen, you're going to receive from God is not going to be the one in water. You're going to need that. Can you say amen? But before that, I want you to do something. I want you to get ready, because I'm going to bend. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to bring, amen, a blessing in Jerusalem. Can you say amen? John baptized you in water, but I'm going to baptize you. Can you say amen? With the Holy Ghost and with fire. Without fire. Tell your name. You don't have it. If you ain't got no fire, you ain't got it. So they don't come without fire. Y'all ought to pray. Can you say amen? It's enough fire. Hallelujah. To burn up every plan of the enemy. It's enough fire to lighten your darkness. To stir you up. I feel it burning down on the inside. Can you say amen? I heard a preacher say, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I'm Jeremiah, amen, didn't want to cause no problem. Can you say amen? But when he thought on what God I up aloft. Tell your neighbor, he's sitting in Jerusalem. Tell your neighbor, if you want to get what God got for you,
yes,
you got to go where he tell you to go. Can you say amen? He told them, don't depart. You'll wait right there. Can you say amen? Tell the neighbor. God told them, wait right there. Can you say amen? Go to Jerusalem and wait right there. Can you say amen? Amen. What I'm going to do, I'm going to do it in Jerusalem. Can you say amen? I need you to be there. Can you say amen? Because you will receive power.
Yes.
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Yes.
If you want power, go to Jerusalem.
Yes.
Can you say amen? If you want power,
yes,
wait on God.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
If you want power, hold on,
yes,
until the Lord comes.
Yes.
He's never late. He's always.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Lord, 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 went up in an upper room.
Yes.
About 120 of them. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. He had told the Emmaus disciple, go there and wait there. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, they knew they were going to get power, but they didn't know how it was going to come. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Tell your neighbor, you don't need to know all of God's plan. Just go where God tell you to go and wait like God tell you to wait. You ain't got to know the in and the out. God got the answer exactly you need. Oh, praise God. In the upper room, they got on one accord. Can you say, Lord? Can you say, thank you,
Jesus?
Tell your neighbor, God always got a time. Yes, he do. Amen. He always got a plan. He ain't never without a plan. And when they were in place, God began to work his plan. Can you say, amen? Lord, mercy. 40 days he had walked after the resurrection, but he sent them to Jerusalem to wait. 5 days later, they were still waiting, but while they were waiting, they remained on one accord. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't get shaken while you're waiting, because he that shall come, still hanging out here in the upper room. But God didn't give me a time frame. He told me to wait. Can you say amen? Guess what? They that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Can you say amen? They will run and not be weary. They will walk. Can't walk through what they is made perfect in weakness. When you can't go no further, let God have it. Can you say, when you can't hold on no longer, let God have it. Can you say, amen? Stand in the knowledge and understanding that God will do what He promised to do. Tell your neighbor, I will stand. I will stand. I will stand. And after I prayed, and after I fasted, and after I have sought the Lord, I'm still going to
stand. Thank you, Jesus.
They were told to wait. Don't go nowhere. Can you say that? Wait right there till you be endued with power. Listen, it ain't coming from the east this time. It ain't coming from the west. It ain't coming from north or south. Tell your neighbor, this is another kind of power. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when you get the Holy Ghost, you're going to get rebuilt with another kind of prayer. Tell your neighbor, when you get the Holy Ghost, you will get another kind of life. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you were dead until He breathed. But when He breathed in you, can you say amen? You're going to have life, and that life will be more abundant. That life is everlasting life. They were there waiting. Can you say amen? Day 10 arrived. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I don't know if it was early in the morning. Can you say amen? All I know, it was the day of Pentecost. Can you say amen? And when Pentecost had fully come, can you say amen? The Bible says this, suddenly. I told you before, that's how God does. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Everything all the same up until the moment. Can you say up until the moment? And then suddenly, everything changed. Can you say amen? When you got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, praise God, in a moment. Can you say amen? Everything changes. Amen. You step from death unto life. In a moment. Can you say amen? In a moment, God made you a brand new future. In a moment of time. Hallelujah. God changed everything. Can you say amen? And suddenly there came a sound. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God can be noisy sometimes. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen. God don't always be quiet. Sometimes he's noisy. Can you say amen? And as God began to breathe, amen, praise God, there was a sound of a rushing. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God was moving. Can you say amen? Amen. I heard. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Behold, I come quickly. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And when He comes, the one that shall come, the writer of Hebrews said, He will not tarry. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when we get up out of this world, it's going to be in a moment. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God going to snatch the church up out of here. Can you say amen? In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, you might have been on your job, but suddenly you'll find yourself in the middle. Can you say amen? You might have been driving down 95, but suddenly, can you say amen? You find yourself in the middle. Hallelujah. Barely heard a trumpet. Next thing I know, I'm in a crowd of redeemed. Can you say amen? And Jesus is there. Can you say amen? No longer earthly bound. Can you say amen? I look at my hands. They look new. What happened? Can you say amen? Look at my feet. And they get too. Can you say amen? What happened? In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, mortal put on immortality. Y'all ought to praise Him. Can you say amen? Listen, I'm closing. Amen. But God sent them to Jerusalem. Are y'all hearing me? Listen, this church of the living God, this is our Jerusalem. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen. The church, not the building, the church of the living God, this is our Jerusalem. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you old power. Amen. Praise God. You got to wait in the church. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you ain't gonna find it nowhere else. You got to wait in the church. God don't tell you how long you got to wait. You might get it in the water, but if you don't get it in the water, wait. Hallelujah. You might get it on the first day, but if you don't get it on the first day, wait. He might get it in the first year, but it'll take longer than a year. Put off, throw off, take off whatever you need to get rid of, but wait. Can you say amen? Because there's nowhere else to go to find life, and that life more abundantly. Tell your neighbor, there will be a wind that will blow in Jerusalem. Can you say amen? A mighty wind, a wind of power. Can you say amen? And if you wait on the Lord, God will breathe into you life. And when you have life, you have life that is more abundant. Can you say amen? You can tell the enemy, when you got life, that I ain't gonna die. Can you say amen? Somebody tell the devil, I ain't gonna die. I ain't gonna die. I ain't gonna die. Be persecuted, yes, but I ain't gonna die. I may be broken down, but I ain't gonna die. I might be down to my knees, but I ain't gonna die. I may be physically dead, but I'm still gonna live. Can you say amen? I've been breathed on by God. The wind has blown
in my life.
If you are questioned by the enemy,
my Lord,
why are you waiting around at the church?
Tell them. That's right. That's what you tell them. Hallelujah.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. They'll say, ain't no storms around here. Tell your neighbor, because you don't know.
Yeah.
Like I know.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on you.
That's right.
That's
right.
And you say,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
When God knows, power's not. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Peter stood up with the 11 after, praise God. Amen. Praise God. They had been filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, every wind don't blow out.
Hey,
tell your neighbor, every wind don't blow out of fire. Some winds create fire.
Yeah. And then
tell your neighbor, every wind don't blow out of fire. Some wind create fire. When the wind blew in Jerusalem, can you say thank you, Jesus? The sound of the rushing and mighty wind. Rushing and mighty.
Yeah.
Showing you the power of God as He comes in. Can you say amen? Any place that God enters, amen, is filled with the power of God.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, any place that God enters is filled with the power of God. Can you say amen? So then you can't separate God from His, amen, praise God, omnipotence. And you can't separate Him from, amen, who He is. Amen. He's an all-powerful God. And with Him there is power. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The devil knows it. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. We've got to know that if God be for us, that's it. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, as the wind blows in our life, amen, praise God, let us, amen, praise God, understand, amen, praise God, that by this power of God, amen, praise God, we can be witnesses for the Lord. No matter where you are. See, God doesn't change
amen, circumstances to meet our desires.
That's right.
He uses us according to his pleasure. Tell your neighbor, we're made for his pleasure. He's going to set some in the valley.
I'm telling you.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to set some in the storm.
Yes, yes.
And we're going to bring some through sickness.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Some through pain.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? But God wants a consistent
test. Hey, that's what he wants.
Yes.
So wherever the devil looks,
no matter.
Wherever he looks,
that's right.
He'll see God's people praising him.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
We are.
I ain't got but one arm.
I'm telling you.
But with this one arm,
I'm
going
to wave my hand.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Why? Because I'm not living by my circumstances. Amen. The enemy wants us to believe that I can hinder you. Can you say thank you? I can stop your praise. But we've got to know. Amen. Praise God. There's no way that
no
can stop our praise. Can you say amen? I'm going to hurt you so bad that you ain't going to want to praise him. But amen. Praise God. But I'm going to praise him.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Amen. The worse I hurt, the more I'm going to praise him. Can you say amen? When the words don't make sense to me, I'm holding. I'm groaning. Can you say amen? But don't let your moan or groan be in despair.
Yes.
While you moaning, tell God, I can't hardly make it.
Yes.
Can you say amen? There's been a day I've been there. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hello, somebody. Amen. Pray God. And you couldn't move.
Yes.
But God helped you to move.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God. Amen. Praise God. Let me see. Let me think back. I think maybe I might have been pain-free up to 40. Maybe. It might have been a little earlier than that. But after that, Peggy said, I'm moving in with you. You say, hey, John, how you doing? I'm here to hang with you. He said, thank you, amen. I went on vacation. Pain came along.
Yes.
I didn't even invite it. You say, thank you, Jesus. I get up in the morning.
Hey.
Hello, somebody. Pain say, hey, I'm here.
Yes.
You're just not getting up.
You say, thank you, Jesus.
So what you to do?
Yes.
You say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You're going to look to the author.
Yes.
The finisher of your faith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you say amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Till pain. Amen. Praise God. I can't get rid of you on my own.
Right.
But I know a God who can.
Yeah.
And amen. If he don't get rid of you, he got enough grace for me. Amen. That I can handle you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And I know when I speak up. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And God will give you grace to make it through. Can you say amen?
Yes.
And amen. Praise God. And when you can't make it no further, amen, just lean on him.
Yes.
Yes. You can say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Minister Dyer told you. Amen. Praise God. You can tell God, Lord, I did.
Even don't believe
can you
that.
Say
I'm
thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Lord, I've been faithful to Friday night, Bible. I've been faithful. Amen. To Sunday morning. I've been faithful to service. Can you say amen? And now this pain trying to hold me back.
Yes.
Can you say amen? But I still want to go, Lord.
Yes.
Can you help me to go and serve you?
Yes.
I guarantee you, you're going to get some help. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Understand that the wind will still blow. So then we should still have the expectation that God will always come to our help.
Hallelujah.
Go where God tells you to go.
Hallelujah.
Wait like God tells you to wait. And if we go and put ourselves in the place that God wants us, wind will blow.
Yes, it will.
In Jesus.
Amen. God. Amen. 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 Amen.